Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on March 16 regarding George Bauman, B-A-U-M-A-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Bauman as described in my report of 5-2020. Pretty is now a 67-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 2-2019. Pretty fell down. Pretty thought he broke his right hip because it hurt and went to virtual hospital emergency room. Pretty had further evaluation, believing he injured his back and right leg, but leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of ruptured disc and damage to L4. Pretty underwent surgery in July 2019 involving partial discectomy at L4-5 and laminectomy at L4. Pretty states in July, scratch that, in June of 2020, his right leg lost feeling without precipitating trauma. Pretty had a new MRI and then further surgery by Dr. Sanfilippo. Apparently this was a fusion / artificial disc replacement. Pretty completed his course of active treatment in July 2020. Pretty, new paragraph, I was already in receipt of most of the medical documentation currently supplied. Pretty, what was not previously available is a progress note from Dr. Sanfilippo, dated 8/28/20. Period. At that juncture, he was about 2 weeks status post a revision midline posterior L4-5 decompression and fusion with right TLIF on 8/10/20. Period. He was improving slowly. Period. His right foot drop was slowly improving. Period. He was going to continue on very light activities as well as Celebrex and Tylenol. Paired x-rays showed grafting to position anteriorly at the L4-5 level with pedicle screws posteriorly. Paired, he continued to see Dr. Sanfilippo over the next few months, running through 1-8-21. Period. At that juncture, x-ray showed a graft positioned anteriorly with the pedicle screws posteriorly. Period. He had no pain, but still had a bit of weakness and lack of mobility in his right foot. Period. Mr. Bauman participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 12/5/21. Period. He demonstrated the ability to function in the medium physical demand level category. Period. He demonstrated significant signs of inconsistency and lacked observable signs of exertion throughout the evaluation. Period. This in combination with physiological responses in heart rate and respiratory rate, comma, movement and muscle recruitment patterns, both aware and unaware of observation, comma, these capabilities outlined would be considered his minimal functional ability level. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. Manual muscle. Deep tendon reflexes are 3+, at the patella bilaterally 2+, at the Achilles. Period. Soft touch was diminished in a non-localizing fashion throughout the right lower extremity, but was intact on the left. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+-5-5 throughout the right lower extremity muscle groups. Period. These were 5/5 on the left. Paired right hip external rotation resisted was 5-5. Paired cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Ambulator put the limp on the right leg, but did not use a handheld assisted device. Paired he had difficulty walking on his heels, losing balance with a limp on the right leg. Period. He could walk on his toes fairly fluidly, period. He changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise, period. Inspection revealed the midline 2.5-inch longitudinal scar consists with his surgery, but preserved low dotted curve. Period active flexion was to 70 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Impressions on 2/20/19, George Bowen was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Period since evaluated here, he continued under the care of Dr. Sanfilippo. Period. He evidently performed surgery on Mr. Bauman's lumbar spine, but we are not in receipt of that operative report. Period. He participated in an FCE on 2/5/21, but demonstrated significant inconsistent effort. Period. Insert the usual in the paragraph. There is nearly full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. He had a limp on the right and had other gait difficulties described above. Period. There was mild weakness throughout the right lower extremity. Period. There was diminished non-localizing soft touch sensation in the right lower extremity, but this was intact on the left. Period. New paragraph. There is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. And that is the end.